All right. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We just wanted to, the senator and I just wanted to get together and maybe clear the air a little bit concerning some of the details of Senate Bill 613, and particularly an amendment that was attached by the good senator. And so we're going to open up for questions after we make a few comments. I think I'm going to ask the senator if she would be kind enough to kind of begin the discussion, and then I've got a couple of comments to make, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. So, Senator Nasheed.
First and foremost, let me just thank you all for coming out. But I will say to you, the amendment that I offered on Senator Nieves's bill, it really, really, it's the right thing to do. We have murders each and every day due to guns in the city of St. Louis. And many guns are stolen each and every day in the city of St. Louis. And guess what? There's no reporting of stolen guns. And so the amendment was a simple amendment. You know, it was basically to report stolen guns within 72 hours. And I just am appalled by the fact that the NRA, those individuals that say that they protect, that they support gun safety and gun security, that they would come out against this bill. But I also would like to commend my senator for not bucking down to pressure. The amendment was not a bad amendment. It was an amendment that basically said reporting is required for stolen guns. So he did the right thing by allowing for the amendment to go on, and I stand with him only with the amendment.
Well, I'm glad she put it that way, because as you can all well imagine, it is very rare that Senator Nasheed and I agree on any issues, and I'm not even sure we totally agree on this being the greatest amendment that's ever been thought of in the history of legislation. But, you know, here's what happens. During the legislative process, we do have to work together, both sides of the aisle. We have to try to come to some sort of an agreement between people that have totally divergent views. And so while, just as I told the senator and just as I told many of you yesterday, it's not that I'm raising this amendment on a flagpole and saying it's the greatest thing in the world. What I am saying is it's a demonstration of senators working together, okay? Now, the main thing I wanted to talk about this morning is I want to straighten out a little bit of misinformation that's been out there. Unfortunately, and we haven't had a chance yet to speak with the NRA, neither me nor my office, but unfortunately the NRA is, I believe, confusing the amendment that was attached with a bill that was not attached. There is a bill, Senate Bill 556, that does contain many of the provisions that the NRA has been talking about, but let's be clear. The amendment that has been attached to this bill does not create a crime. It does not have a penalty of $1,000. It does not include weapons or firearms that have been lost. It exclusively talks about firearms that have been stolen, and that the requirement to report it begins, the 72 hours begins when the person is made aware. So here's the last thing I want to mention before we go to questions, and that is, I don't know if your cameras are going to be able to focus in enough on this, but, you know, in the absence of good, intellectually honest debate, you cannot come up with good results. And so what I'm calling on the NRA to do right now is to clear up the confusion that they have created with this document that they've disseminated, and I'm going to have it in bigger print for your cameras in just a minute, okay? But this is the document they are disseminating. This document is riddled with absolute untruths. This document would suggest that the amendment has a $1,000 penalty. This document, this information would say that the bill requires you to report a lost firearm at the time that you knew it was lost or should have known that it was lost. Let me help you to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. What this information from the NRA is purporting is simply not true. And so what I want to say to all of my good Second Amendment supporting friends out there, and even people that that are members of the NRA, I love the NRA. I've had a great relationship with the NRA for 12 years. The NRA has endorsed me in primaries, which is something that they rarely do. So I think I've got some street cred when it comes to being able to talk about things that are important to the NRA. This, I believe, is an accidental, this is kind of like a misfire on the part of the NRA. I think they were confused between what the amendment says and what a separate bill says. And so this is what the NRA, and I still don't know if this print is big enough for your cameras to get it, but this is what the NRA is saying the amendment does. And let's contrast that to what the amendment actually says. Right here, between my fingers, is the entire language of the amendment. The entire language of the amendment, okay? So what I think is happening here is an unfortunate thing. Unfortunately, it happens sometimes in shooting sports. It's called a misfire. It's called hitting the wrong target, aiming at the wrong target. And so what I'm calling on the NRA to do right now is enter into an intellectually honest discussion about what this amendment says. For years in this building, I have railed on what I might refer to as the liberal left. And I have accused the liberal left of failing to have intellectually honest discussions about issues. Okay? So I'm not going to sit here when a good friend makes the same mistake. And make no mistake, the NRA is a good friend to me. Okay? But when a good friend makes the same mistake that I have railed on others for making, I'm not going to sit back and not call it into question. And so the issue is very simple here with me. Do I love and respect Senator Nasheed? Of course. Do we work together? Of course. Am I crazy about her amendment? No. But we work together on it, right? And so all I'm saying is, if the NRA wants to fight the amendment, I'm perfectly okay with that. But let's do it from a position of intellectual honesty so that we can arrive at a real answer. We'll be happy to take any questions.
Will there be a vote on the bill before you work this out with the NRA, or are we kind of holding off on a third reading?
I don't know. I'm one of 34, so I don't.
Do you think, because of the NRA's statement, would it even pass today? Is it spooked enough of your colleagues?
I truly have no idea. You know, one thing that you don't do in the Senate is you don't try to figure out how a vote is going to go. If I was good at doing that, I'd probably move to Vegas and be an odds maker and be a multimillionaire and wouldn't be standing here talking to you today.
Did this issue come up in the caucuses yesterday? Is that one reason you guys kind of went away yesterday for a while?
We have discussed this, yeah. Yeah, we have discussed this.
What feel did you get from your caucus or your fellows?
You know, really, it's interesting to contrast a caucus meeting from my House days to a caucus meeting in the Senate. In the Senate, when you walk away from caucus meeting, you really don't have a clear vision of what's going to happen. I mean, really, a caucus meeting in the Senate is just so that people can talk about how they feel about something. We really rarely ever come to any real, you know, there's no marching orders in the Senate like there is in the House. So, again, I don't know.
Some of what I've heard, the NRA seems to be concerned that this creates some sort of backdoor gun owner registry. Does this create, in effect, a registry?
No, that's a myth. Yeah, the bill, again, is a simple amendment that allows for stolen guns to be reported. It's simple. It is what it says it is. So it's not what they're making it out to be. And I think that at the end of the day, it's bigger than my amendment. I mean, they didn't support the bill. They didn't even come out. The NRA didn't come out in support of the bill, of the underlying bill, when the bill was heard in our committee. So I think it's bigger than just my amendment. You know, that's a scapegoat. But I don't think that they like the bill. The same manner in which I don't like the bill.
Senator Nieves, do you have any concerns that a registry is in effect created by this reporting requirement?
I'll just tell you that it is very difficult and almost impossible to address the concerns of any entity if the concerns that they've brought forward are simply not true, right? So I am not prepared to answer about what I think about what the NRA is saying, because so far what the NRA is saying is not true. And so when the NRA says something that is simply not true, I can't answer the untruth of their statement. That's just like a dog chasing his tail.
You've got a pretty close relationship with the NRA. Why has it taken this long to talk to them? Have they been busy? I mean, why haven't you guys been able to get together?
I have been told through second and third parties that the lobbyist for the NRA has, and I don't want to speak about his private life, but I have been told to the benefit of the NRA lobbyist that there are some outside factors that are keeping him from being able to physically be here. And I haven't talked to him personally, so I don't like when people tell stories about me third hand, so I'm not going to tell stories about anybody else.
In your long relationship with the NRA, have you ever known them before to overstep what you thought was proper bounds of intellectual discussion?
I think every special interest group, from time to time will overstate a particular issue. And I think part of the reason they do that is because they want to move people to action. And so moving people to action is a good thing.
But I don't think that they should have done it on the back of my amendment, simply because they didn't like the bill that was, you know, brought forward.
Yeah, and I don't know whether or not they like the bill.
Well, they never supported the bill.
I don't know whether or not they like the bill. Yeah. I would hope that they do. I mean, this is arguably the most powerful, strongest pro-Second Amendment bill in the entire United States. And so I would suspect that the NRA supports it. I know why the senator has her theory. I think it's a theory that holds water. But, you know, I suspect that the NRA is in support of this legislation. And why wouldn't they be? I mean, this legislation is like the Second Amendment. It's like a Second Amendment dream come true. And so, you know, we're going to keep working on it. We're going to keep working through the process. Let's not forget that every single bill that originates in the Senate obviously then has to go to the House. And just about every bill that goes from the Senate to the House will then have some things either added or subtracted. The House will give their input, et cetera, et cetera. So we are a long way from being finished with this bill. This is just one of the road bumps along the way. And we'll just continue on and hopefully get the bill done and have a good piece of strong Second Amendment legislation.
Hopefully not.
With that in mind, there was discussion yesterday of bringing this bill back to the Senate floor for reconsideration. Would you go that route before you just send it to the House as is and let them remove anything that you thought might need to be removed?
I'm one of 34, and so if that's what somebody wants to do, I will not bring the bill up for reconsideration, but if someone else does, I have no control over that, nor would I be able to, stop it or anything like that. But I've been asked if I would bring it up for reconsideration, and the answer to that is no.
In the process that you just discussed a minute ago of House and Senate work on this, if it comes into a conference committee, how hard will you fight to keep Senator Machine?
Not very hard. Not very hard.
Question to both of you. Does the NRA have too much power in this chamber and
yes.
this building? And I ask that because how many other organizations did prompt a bipartisan press conference simply by releasing a statement?
Well, I'll tell you what. If the power of the NRA is found in being able to bring together two senators that are so divergent in their attitudes, then I would say, no, the NRA does not have too much power, because if every special interest group could do something that would bring us together, that would be a good thing. All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
So did you all get my answer about whether or not I would fight for the amendment in a conference committee?
Or if I would kill the bill when it comes to the floor?
Agreements are agreements, and I fulfilled my agreement.
That's right.